We have to start preparing ourselves.
Thank you for joining us for our Mishmar, learning the halachas of the 9 days. Now I want to speak about 3 shilas tonight. The first shila, which will be on page 1. Let's say we know the halacha is you're not supposed to be wearing newly laundered clothing on Shabbos. So if you have certainly a shirt that came back from the cleaners, pants that came back from the cleaners, but if you have a nice button-down shirt that you just washed, also, certainly if you ironed it, but even if you didn't iron, if it just came back, I'm not talking about t-shirts, polo shirts are sort of in the middle. But certainly if you have a button-down shirt that came out of the washing machine, it should be worn before Shabbos. It should be worn before the 9 days, so that once the 9 days come, you're wearing clothes that are not freshly laundered clothing. So,
how long do you have to wear?
So, I always thought you wear it for not too long. I don't know, you put it on
10 minutes,
15 minutes, that's what I always thought. I saw it on a safer today, maybe we'll see it together for an hour or two, but certainly I used to do it for like 15 minutes. You want it? There's no halacha about it.
How is considered freshly laundered?
I've seen people put on 5 shirts at one time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know about that, but...
How long is considered
freshly laundered? Freshly laundered means it just came out of the laundry and it still has the freshness. Right, once it's been worn a little bit.
I have my clean in the closet for the last 3 months. I haven't worn
it. No. If you have something for the cleaners...
Yeah.
Something
for the cleaners in the bag, haven't worn it.
Yeah, that's freshly laundered. Yeah. If you have something for the past 9 months that's been in the cleaner's bag, that's freshly laundered. Yeah.
I did the laundry last night.
Great. So whatever you have in that lounge that you want to wear, you should wear before the 9 days.
If you have a shirt sitting in your closet for a few weeks, you have
If it hasn't been worn since the laundry, you should wear it before the 9 days.
Put the dry cleaner,
not from the dry cleaners. You know. Yeah. If somebody doesn't wear under shirts and they only wear regular shirts and the regular shirts, you know, go against their skin, maybe you could call that like a lichen undershirt and it doesn't need... It's a ksonas, and maybe it's not a begedzeya. But if you're wearing a t-shirt, you wear a tzitzis, and then you put the shirt on top of that, that's the kind of shirt that should probably, especially if it's a shirt you wear more than one day.
What do you accomplish by...
Oh, what you accomplish is... I'll tell you what you accomplish. You're taking away the freshness of it. When you have a shirt that just came out, there's a certain...
Crispness
to it. Certainly after dry cleaning, certainly. You see it more than anything else, or after ironing. Once it gets that little crease in it, even if you want a little bit, it doesn't have that same freshness to it. That's the idea. We're not trying to make ourselves miserable. We want to take the covet away from ourselves. We want to take that little bit of covet away from ourselves.
The shirt that I'm wearing, it's not a button down, but it's not a polo.
So you should put a few on before the 9 days.
So that's also categorized.
Yeah, yeah. The halacha would be on a typical day that we have to that we should try to put them on before the 9 days. Now the issue is this year that we're going to find ourselves the day before Tisha B'Av is when most people do this. Like usually, like 3 hours before like Shkia, they realize, oh my gosh, isn't it almost the 9 days? So this year it's on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, if you realize on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Hachana. So that's the question. Could you put them on Shabbos, really, for especially when they're not necessarily your nice Shabbos shirts, right? Your Shabbos shirt is monogrammed and, you know, with cufflinks, and here you're going to be putting on regular shirts. Is that okay or not? So here, the Shailas of Jewish B'Tzel Chachma that you have in front of you raises this question. And he... was asked by a little bit of a different question. I'll show you how he was asked. He was asked by a businessman. Imagine you have a store, you're a salesman, and you didn't prepare any shirts before the 9 days. So now you're a salesman, you have to look proper, you have a proprietor, you own a store, you own a business, and that's important to how you look in the business. A lot of businesses, when you meet with your clients, your clients, your customers, you have to look good and neat. The problem is he didn't,
shaving.
And especially...
Shaving
is another shiloh that we're not going to have a chance to talk about. Shaving might be more chomer than clean laundered clothing, as demonstrated by the fact that it's all 3 weeks as opposed to just the 9 days. But yeah, we'll maybe mention that in tangentially. Bireinu po, here in our city, wherever this city that he was talking about, the merchants, the sochrim, are careful to change their shirts every day, especially during the summer. So you should look mitupach u'mechubad. You should look nice, fresh, and dignified. So normally the person asks, I wear a bunch of shirts beforehand so I could be ready. The problem is, normally he says, the way he's presenting it, you wear it for an hour or two, and then you take it off, and it will be a very little for him. Second paragraph. Umisha shachach v'lo heichin. Nira says that tzal chachma, this is in Chelik Dal, Simon Kuf Lamed Ches, shemutu l'hachin lo gam b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. He paskins that you were allowed to put them on even on Shabbos. Why should that be? We know that hachan is aser. But first of all, what is he describing? I'll tell you how to do it. Tahayin of Yom Shabbos Kodesh Bavoker. In the morning, you go to shul with one shirt. When you come back, you put on another shirt for lunch. Then you put on another shirt for the afternoon. And you put each one in the afternoon, you wear a different one. You wear a fourth shirt to mincha. Each time you go to shul, you're wearing a different... Each time you know, each section of the day, you wear a bunch of shirts. Why is this okay? Look what I underlined. Ein bekach klum. Why is this mutter? Tehirhurim utarim. We know that phrase. Hirhurim utarim l'shadei chabana. Zesin aglado sefer. Right, so what is hirhurim utarim? It means that even though business things, he's not talking about hachana per se, but in the Zmiros, we have this line from the Zmiros, that...
He's doing a maisa, he's not doing a maisa.
Correct, it's a maisa.
But the hirhurim that he's using it for Shabbos...
But the maisa is not a maisa of...
He's not a maisa iser. He's using it on Shabbos for Shabbos.
He's going to say that in a minute.
A white shirt and a colored shirt,
right. So if you're wearing a white shirt, that makes it easier. If you're wearing on a colored shirt, that's going to be more complicated. Right.
That's right.
Right. Right. So let's assume that in most places that people are listening to this shir, most people are wearing white shirts on Shabbos. So that will be more of an issue. So he says, besides that, you have an added... One second. Besides that, you have an added component. So he says, first of all, you don't have the... It's only machshava. We'll see what he means in a little bit of a minute. He's going to explain that idea. And furthermore, you could argue that every time you put on a new shirt, you're being mechabit Shabbos even more, right? You're mechabit Shabbos. You put on a nice new white shirt for when Shabbos came in, and you put on another new white shirt on Shabbos morning, and another new white shirt for lunch, and another new white shirt for your Shabbos nap, and another new white shirt for mincha, and another new white shirt for Shalosh Shuris. What was your question, Ellie?
Chesky?
We'll see it start soon. Right? You'll see why.
Like, for example, Shabbos before a fast, we don't say, like, you can't eat, even if you have in mind.
That's the first svara. That's the first that he said. That Hirhurim Matur, that people would talk about that point.
That svara, it shouldn't matter what kind of shirt you're wearing. As long as you're wearing a shirt, you're using it in the
mic. No, I don't know. I don't know if I would agree with that. If I eat before a fast, I enjoy the eating, right? When I put on a blue polo shirt on a Shabbos afternoon,
getting,
it's not...
getting use out of the shirt. That's, you're using
that's
the
not... There's a difference between use and oneg Shabbos. Putting on a blue shirt, a blue polo shirt on Shabbos afternoon is not oneg Shabbos. It's not covered Shabbos.
It has to be that you're using it now. You're using
it on Shabbos.
Are you using a shirt? You're using
but it's
right
not
now.
Equal
it's
Shabbos. It's not Shabbos like
shirt.
I don't know if it's just a matter of using it. I think it might be a matter of eating. When you eat on Shabbos, there's oneg, right? So if there's a fast on Sunday, so you're eating more on Shabbos. When you take a nap on Erev Shavuos, right? Or an Erev Pesach, that's Chal Yosef Shabbos. The nap, which is the svara that he's saying, we're going to speak about more, there's oneg there. It's not just that I'm doing something, it's that there's an oneg. So there's a significance right now for what you're doing. It's not just that you're using it. I don't think use is sufficient ground. I don't know if he's used to sufficient grounds.
No, I think I agree with him. I think that use is. Because otherwise I'd be sitting here perhaps without a shirt. It's on
I don't know. You'd be wearing the shirt you were wearing before.
The company comes, so I don't want them to see me without a shirt.
I don't know. I don't hear it so much. Yeah. I don't hear it. But he's gonna speak out of these. He's gonna dig a little deeper. Uvilvad, next paragraph. But you have to keep in mind that if you are going to do this switcheroo and put on a number of shirts on Shabbos, uvad shelo yotzi hadar b'fiv. You can't say it with your mouth. For example, you can't say, "Sweetheart, could you go, tomorrow is the 9 days, could you get me my shirt from the closet so I could try it on now for 10 minutes?" Like, once you say Motzi B'fiv, that would be a problem. Where do we see that concept? Look at the two bullet points. The Aruch HaShulchan points out when you take a nap because you have to go somewhere Saturday night, or you have a Shavuos or a Pesach, you want to stay up, like this past Shavuos, right? The first night of Shavuos was after Shabbos. Everyone took a nap on Shabbos. I was able to stay up late. I think it was this year, right?
Pesach.
Oh, maybe it was Pesach. Right. Pesach maybe. So there, the halacha is Mishabru points out you're not allowed to say, even though you're allowed to, you know, you can't do achan, but you're allowed to take the nap, but you're not allowed to say b'peh, then I'm doing it for Shabbos. The peh does make a difference. That's what he meant before when he said hiruru mutarim. Similarly, the next bullet point also talking about Erev Pesach, same point. Now, the question would be, what happens if Shabbos comes and he didn't try it on? He was nervous, it was Hachana, he didn't come to my shir, and he didn't try any shirts on. So now you're in the 9 days, and now you don't have any shirts that you tried on. So if you're working remotely, so you wear dirty shirts. If, however, you are meeting with clients and you don't have any clean shirts to wear, so then, Taka, what do you do?
Still have to go to shul, even if you work remotely.
So you go to shul with dirty shirts. It's the 9 days. It's the 9 days. We're all wearing dirty shirts during the 9 days. Yeah, if you wear.
Then it's not Shabbos.
No, I'm saying after Shabbos.
He's saying during the week you should dirty it a little bit.
Not a clean shirt.
Yeah. So look what he's going to say. Look what he's going to say. He's going to be more makel than you. He's going to be more makel than this. So look in Sif Beis. I was asked from a socher who forgot to prepare his shirts entirely, and he's worried that he's going to look like a schlump. And if you are going to be, you know, you work in your jewelry store, and the guy behind the counter in the jewelry store is, you know, has a ring around the collar and yellow sweat stains under his arm, you don't want to buy, you know, no one's going to be buying, you know, earrings and necklaces from a guy with a ring around the collar, like, you know, after 3 days during July and August. So he wants to say, maybe we have another svara. This is a svara that the Chazan mentioned a few minutes ago. He's worried maybe because the svara of Hefsid. Look at number Bays after three das. Pen yelavuz. He's worried that he'll be embarrassed by any lekuchos in front of his customers. V'itachen, it's possible ki agyelo hefsid. Ayidei kach. Shir yifrishu kono v'imenu. His customers are gonna not want to buy here. B'nil, and he has died. Sheesh mokum lahat here because ebit tzorach godel. Again, you have to speak it out with the rabbi, with the posek, and see, is this an excuse? You know, the rabbi's gonna come and say, my students won't respect me if I come with a dirty shirt. Is that really shit? Depends what kind of students you are. In some schools, if you come in looking dirty, that's true. They'll ridicule the rabbi. Some schools, they'll say, oh, the rabbi is so careful about the 9 days. You have to know the clientele.
The dirtier the better.
The dirtier the better. You have to know the clientele. You have to know who you're talking about. And you can't just have black and white psukim. You have to, you know, present it, you know, to the rav, to the posik, to see kefiru us ene hamora.
Is that the concept of
that's nothing to do with this theoretically.
Like you say you're going to lose business. Well, that's the idea.
No. Losing business is not having less business. Yeah. Losing a client that you have steady customers or clients, that's not the goal during the 9 days. It means don't initiate new deals.
That's what it is.
Right. If you're going to go shop, you have to buy a new t-shirt for your trip. Shabbos Nachamu. So don't do it this week. Do it next week. No, that's why I said a T-shirt. Where there's no issue of Nechama. There's no issue of Shechiyot. It's just a T-shirt. So that
still shouldn't do it.
Yeah, you shouldn't do it. But he's going to give a nice svar that I think. Well, everything that we said until now, we could have. There's no real chidush. You know, nothing in learning that we couldn't have figured out ourselves. But now he says a nice svar. Look in the second to last paragraph. He says, where do you see the svara that because there's a concern for some kind of hefsid, potential hefsid with your clients, your customers, that's reason to allow yourself to put on a new shirt, even though it's a newly laundered shirt? The Ramah says that on Tishbav, are you allowed to wear shoes? What happens if you're going to walk around, if you live in Lawrence, or Farak, where everyone understands you're wearing slippers? But what happens if you live in a neighborhood where you're wearing normal clothing and you're wearing slippers? Again, nowadays everybody walks on slides. But in a time when people wear closed shoes, proper shoes, and you live among Gentiles and you're going to walk around with slippers, it's just, you're going to look like a clown. So Ramah says explicitly, Kibimakam, look what I understand, Shedarim ben ha'akam, lo yachlotz kim berachov ha'yehudim. When you're walking in the Gentile streets, until you get to the ghetto, the Jewish ghetto, you should wear your shoes. Now wait a second. What's more chomer, laundered clothing or na'alayim on laundered clothing during during the 9 days, or shoes on Tisha B'Av.
Shoes on Tisha.
Clearly, clues on Tisha B'Av, much more severe. And yet, the Rama says explicitly that if you're going to look like a fool, then you're allowed to wear shoes, leather shoes on Tisha B'Av. So they shouldn't make fun of you. The guy should make fun of you. So if that's the case, then we could apply that idea to allow a store owner or a proprietor in a business who's going to be meeting with clients and customers or patients, depending on the situation.
No matter who his clients are.
Yeah, depends on who the clients are. Yeah, this
so
is all.
They're fellow Jews, and he wouldn't have that excuse.
This svara would not apply. This svara that he's saying now, you're right, would not apply by fellow Jews who would understand what you're doing. Yeah. Yeah.
The excuse for the shoes on Tisha B'Av is for a guy.
The guy will make fun of you. What if you have non-religious Jews will make fun of you because they don't know? I don't know. I'm not sure. Is it as far that you'd be made fun of, or the fact that you know we're a little nervous that what might the guy do? I don't know that.
I once went to an electrical inspection and Tisha B'Av was told to wear shoes.
Really?
Couldn't push it off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear that. Fine.
It's interesting when you on your kippah, when you're wearing sneakers with a suit on, the goyim see it's more obvious.
Right.
And on Tisha B'Av,
that's true.
You're casually dressed, which you can be.
Now, even though he did just give us this kula that you're worried about losing customers and. The guy might gonna make fun of you. Obviously, that doesn't necessarily mean that you could put on a new, freshly laundered shirt every day. It means that, as necessary, you know, if you could get, you know, obviously to wear one shirt for 7 days during the summer is certainly in the world we live is nearly impossible. But to wear a shirt for 2 days, maybe stretch it to three. That might be doable. Again, depending on the situation, that he says you should still be careful. Fine. Nice to meet you, Mr. David. Baruch Hashem, happy to see you. In person. Okay. Now, that was the first shaila in terms of trying on clothes during on Shabbos. So, halacha l'maisa, you are allowed to, but just don't say that you're doing it for the 9 days. Next. The next shaila that we're going to talk about is next Shabbos, not this Shabbos. Next Shabbos, it's already in the middle of the 9 days. Next Shabbos is Erev Tisha B'Av. And what happens, I know it's Shabbos is very late. It's one of the later Shabbos of the year. Many of you are going to be making early Shabbos. So let's say you make early Shabbos. You get home from shul. Early Shabbos will probably be about 6:45. You get home from shul 7:30, 7:45. You start with your suuda. You're having wine, right? You're having wine during the 9 days. It's not Shabbos yet. It's not even Shkia yet. That's correct. You're Mekabel Shabbos, but it's not Shkia yet, and you're having wine. Okay, that's Kiddush. What about meat? You're going to have the meat. You'll have chicken meat before even Shkia. Forget about it. It's before Shkia.
You accept the Shabbos.
So you're saying that you could... So do you have the right to accept Shabbos?
You make a Kiddush.
I'll tell you what I tell everybody, Rahman, someone that is sitting Shiva. Right. I tell them this time of the year, you should just know that you're not allowed to make early Shabbos, because you're not allowed to put on your Shabbos clothes during Avel. So you have no right, an Avel during Shiva... has no right to put on, is not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes, and has no right to be Mekabel Shabbos 2 hours earlier and put on the Shabbos clothes 2 hours earlier. They're not allowed to make an early Shabbos.
Really?
Halach l'maisa, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Rav Shechter points that out all the time.
So Tosfot Shabbos is limited only to regular people and they cannot take advantage of it.
Tosefes Shabbos, in this case, it's not the Tosefes Shabbos. You could be stopped doing malacha 2 hours before Shabbos,
right.
But to put on your...
I don't have to make a dollar. I could keep have dollar for another 2 hours. I could keep Shabbos.
You have to get out of your Shabbos suit the month of Shabbos?
Yeah, after Shabbos, you're supposed to, after you daven Marv.
So
if you purposely, I don't know.
You can't jump there and say, I'm going to keep it.
How fast after Shabbos, how long after Shabbos are you allowed to keep your Shabbos so you could keep your begadim on? If you're doing it for your begadim, it's probably a problem.
Like,
if you always keep 90 minutes, so keep 90 minutes.
Our shoes still baruchu.
That's when correct. Once it's baruchu, then you have to take them off.
If you decide to daven later.
That's what I'm saying. If the only reason why you decide to daven later on Matzei Shabbos, after when the person's in Avelis, is to wear their, because they like wearing their leather Shabbos shoes, that might be a problem. Okay, so let's see what he says. This is a shaila that was presented to the Mishnah Lachs, Menashe Katan Klein. Rabosa, I'd like you to look to see who the shoal is. Because the Shoel, we have connections in this neighborhood to the Shoel. Who was it? Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt from where?
Memphis.
Memphis 10. Tess Ayanun. Memphis, Tennessee, right? It was David's, that's David's uncle, right?
Uncle.
David Greenblatt's uncle.
His father's nephew.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was the Shiloh. Could you make Shabbos early? And look what he says after the right before the two bullet points. One second. Let me just share this with Mr. David. Mr. David, I just want to give you, I don't know if you're going to be able to see it, but in the chat I'm going to put, 1 second. Hold on. Okay, so Mr. David, if you do have a chance to see the chat, you'll see Amar Makomos. Fine. So what does he say right before the two bullet points that I have here on page 2? Well, Fianius Daiti Pasha, Dekevin Shekibul Aleim Shabbos, like the Chazan said, once you were Mekabel Shabbos, and you're allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos, Hu Kfar Miplagim Min Cholamala, so therefore it is a valid Kabbalah Shabbos, Yecholin Lechol, you are indeed permitted to eat your meat and, of course, drink your wine. Now, look what he says with two bullet points. Certainly, if you hold Tosef Shabbos Midoraisa. If you hold Tosef Shabbos Midoraisa, so that you have the Chalos of Shabbos already Chal Midoraisa. Oh, could I have meat? That's a Din D'Rabbanan. The only reason why you can't have meat is a Minag Midrabbanan. So, of course, the Tosef Shabbos Midoraisa will knock away the possibility of not having meat, which is only concerned D'Rabbanan. But even without that, Ela Filo Madarma D'Rabbanan, even if you hold Tosef Shabbos is itself only D'Rabbanan, still, Asi Kedushas Shabbos Drabanan, and it will be Mafkia the Avelis of the 9 days. And furthermore, he says, even if it's going to be like this year, Shabbos Chaz, no, not like this year, even if Tisha B'Av would fall out on Shabbos, even if Tisha B'Av would fall out on Shabbos, what? Next year, okay. And you'd still be able to mekabel Shabbos early and make kiddush and wine like every all the time. And then look at the last line of what he says. Ve'adrab, im ya'akev atzo shelo lechol b'shul zeh, if you could be holding off and not eating meat because of this reason, that might be problematic because of aveilus befarhesia. Yeah. Like, why aren't you having meat tonight? Oh, I'm making an early Shabbos and it's the 9 days. That's
why
right.
Why is the same aveilus?
What?
Why is this aveilus different than regular aveilus?
The 9 days is basically the same rules as Shiva.
For this Avelis, I don't have to know Avelis for the 9 days.
You're saying, how come if a person's sitting Shiva, they're not allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos earlier?
Even than this Avelis.
And this is the same Avelis. Yeah. 9 days.
That's a good question. I don't have a good answer for you. It is clear that the Avelis of the 9 days is Mi Minhaga, as opposed to the Avelis of a person sitting Shiva, Rachman Tzlan, that's Medina. I think it's Medina. Even Shavuot Shechava is Minhag.
It's never Shaya.
What?
It's never Shavuot Shechava.
Right. Erev Shabbos is never Shavuot Shechava. That's correct.
Yeah.
Erev Shabbos is never Shavuot Shechava. That's correct. Okay. Now, let's go to the next point. The next point is showering for Shabbos Chazon. Now, many of you are chuckling inside because, forget Shabbos Chazon, the entire week of showering. Okay, so we'll have to go through the sources, we'll have to see what the sugya is, and then we'll see how far we could get as far as, we're going to focus on Shabbos Chazon. What we'll talk about the rest of the week, that's, we'll touch on that at the very end. So, let's go through a beautiful, well-organized tshuva of Rabbi Avadia Yosef, Yenichav Edas Chilk Aleph, Simon Lamed Ches. Now, Rabbi Avadia, of course, is Sephardi, but he's going to, at the very end of his tshuva, tell us what he thinks Ashkenazim should be doing. And we know that there's a vast difference between Minag Sephardi, Minag and Ashkenazim when it comes to the 9 days, because whatever we hold for 9 days, they hold only Shavuot Shechalba. So that's already, you see that there's a marked difference, but we'll see that there are going to be some other differences as well besides that single point. So number one, Sheila. With soap, Erev Shabbos Chazon. Could use hot water and soap. That's question number one. And the second one is, you'll see why it's a good, better question than you thought in a few minutes. Are you allowed to swim in the ocean or in a pool? Or to take a cold shower? Now you see where he's going. During Shavuot Shechalbo. Even if it is Shavuot Shechalbo, maybe an ocean would be better than a shower. And even if a shower, you'll tell me, is us or a bath is us, or maybe a pool or the ocean might be better and might be mutter.
Isn't this question according to Maran, and Maran holds that
we'll go, hold on. Yeah, we'll see it inside.
What's
lehis kaleach? Lehis is to shower.
Take a shower.
Lehis kaleach. Kalachat is a shower.
Kiluach is a shower.
Yeah.
Kiluach mine.
Yeah, kiluach is a spray of water. Kiluach is like a spray of water. Okay. So let's look all the way back at the Gemara in Tainus Daf Lam. Now, obviously, the Gemara in Tainus, let's see what it says. Kol shehu mishum tishabav, any day or time of the day that you're doing halachas differently because of Tishbev, as we'll see in Rash in a moment. Look at Rashi. Kol shemishum Tishbev could go in Suda Hamafsekba. During the Suda Hamafsekas, this is an Ikr Hadin. Now we're talking about Mikr Hadin. We're not talking about Minhagim here. Now we're talking about Mikr Hadin. During the Suda Hamafsekas, you're not allowed to have meat or wine or wash or lirchots. I'm going to use the word lirchots. Kol she'eino mishum tishabav, mutu lecho basar v'lishtos yayin. But still, asur lirchots. Interesting. Says the Rashi, kol she'eino mishum tishabav, kagon suda hamafsik ba b'tanis tzibur, meaning not a suda mafsekes. Ina misuda she'eino mafsik ba, not the suda mafsekes. So that means, me'ikr hadin, erev tishabav in the morning, you're allowed to have meat, you're allowed to have wine. It's just, that which you and I don't, that's minhaga, that's minhag. But Mi'ikra Hadin, Medina de Gemara, it's mutter. Only at the Sudam Sekes is it us in Medina to have wine and meat. That's, I don't know if that's the Tanakhama, I think, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shem Aviv, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Kol Shah Shemutu Lechol Basar, Mutu Lirchos. But in a time that you're not allowed to eat meat, then you're not allowed to wash either. So look at Rashi. Rashi has a little bit of a different Girsa. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shmuel Aviv. Kol she shemutel leechol. Whenever you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to be rochets. Kolomar. Afil b'shasud mafseh hamafseh is mutel lirchots. Hut hol mitel leechol. So according to this version, the only time you're not allowed to shower is on Tisha B'Av. Mi'ikra hadin. So mi'ikra hadin, we found two interesting things. Mi'ikra hadin. What's dina de gemara? No meat and no wine during the sudam afsekas. What's Dina de Gemara about showering? No showering on? Tisha B'Av. Everything more than that, which we are certainly more machmir than that, is only Minhaga. That's a little bit of a background. Now, with that in mind, Rabbi Avadi tells us the following. Bottom of page 2. But Maseches Tainus that we just saw together, Mevor She'enus from inside Iker Halach L'Srachetz, even Erev Tisha B'Av Mikra Din Yolada be Rochetz. Rochets means taking a hot shower. Okay, Ulam minhag minhag Yisrael lahachmir berachitz. I've called in Tishba. Of course, we're machmir. We'll look at the bottom line. Shrabenu klonimus ish romi. This is the earlier source for the where is the minhag that we are more machmir and we don't shower during the 9 days or something like that. Rabenu klonimus ish romi. When did Rabenu klonimus ish romi live?
Probably 10th century.
Huna, I have no idea when. He paskin she'aser. L'srachetz heichel miyom rosh chodesh av. Oh, so that's probably the Sefer Rokeach is quoting us as far as Rav Avadia knows, the earliest source for the minog, not to shower during the 9 days, is from this person, Klonimus ish romi. I don't know when he lived, but he was before the Sefer Rokeach. So we're talking a good 1,000 years. And he says that it's also from rosh chodesh av, not to be rochetz. Of course, that's not Mikra Hadin, from the 9 days, from Rosh Chodesh Av, that's only Minhag, because we saw what the Gemara has told us, Mikra Din. Mikra Din is only on Tisha B'Av itself. Based on this, V'lachein Kosev HaMa'aril B'Tshuva, Ve'viyul Alach L'Ramah, made its way all the way into the Ramah, She'asel L'chol Adam Yitzana Minhag, right, it's only Minhag, we are not Rochets Kol Gufa B'Mayim Chamim on Erev Shabbos Chazon, right, that's during the 9 days. The Minhag of the Maril says is we don't take hot showers, or hot baths on Friday before Tisha B'Av. Dafka rosho panav yodav raglav and only in sonein. So double chumra, no full body at all, and even your hands, your hands, face, and feet. That's even that is only in cold water. But then the Rama, hold on. But then the Rama brings a kula. Some of you might be do this kula. אלא שיש מקיל בחפיפת הראש בלבד במים חיים ולשרוגל בכך בערב שבס שבכל שנה. If you take a shower every Friday afternoon, which is us, there are those from Mekel who say that you're allowed to have you're allowed to wash your head in hot water if you do it every Shabbos. Okay, and that's what the Ramah says. Now, everything we just did now until now, the Rokeach, the Maharil, the Ramah, that's all Ashkenazi. The Sfardim are a little bit more lenient. Lumat Zos, Das Rabotenu Gone Svarad. The Svardisha Poskim, She'en Kol Isur Rechitzas Kol Haguf, Afil B'mayim Chamim Be'er Shabbos Chazon. Why, what is Erev Shabbos Chazon always, by definition, like Avi said 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago? Erev Shabbos Chazon is always not Shavuot Shechalbo. So therefore, by definition, the Sfarish Poskim who say that it's only us doing Shavuot Shechalbo, by definition hold that in Erev Shabbos Chazon you could take a full hot shower with hot water, full body, soap, the shampoo, conditioner, body wash, whatever you want. Right? By definition.
When it says cold water, does that mean
cold means not hot. No, cold doesn't mean. It means that it's less that you don't feel the heat. It doesn't mean you have to be miserable. It means you don't feel the heat.
As much as you can tolerate.
I had a friend in seventh grade who loved James Bond, and his minhag, my seventh grade friend, maybe it was fifth grade, his minhag was whenever he took a shower, the last 30 seconds was with absolutely cold water, because that's what James Bond did apparently. That's what it said in the James Bond book. So, you know. Okay, I don't know. That's what he said James Bond did. So yeah, you don't have to be James Bond even in 9 days. It's not the. Okay. So, Zok the Rambam, he quotes this halacha in Hilchas Tanya, he was talking about the 9 days. Or, let's see what the Rambam says. What does he say? Bishavu ashachabo tishabav. V'kolshkech lo hachnis lo merchatz be shavua zeh. Merchatz, what's a merchatz?
Bath.
A hot bath, right. How do you know that a merchatz is a hot bath?
That's why people went to the bath.
Right, Erev Shabbos, right, that's the whole Isser of Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos, we're worried that people might play games and light fires on Shabbos and keep the wood burning on Shabbos, and that's why there's a gzeirah d'rabbanan not to take, not to go to the merchatz on Shabbos, fine. Oh, so that's the Rambam. The Rambam clearly, of course, that's the Sfardish Minhag. It's only Shavua Shechal. But the Shulchan Aruch also paskins. Look at the Shulchan Aruch in the next verse. Yesh Nogin Shalol Chos Mirosh Chodesh Av. V'yesh Einim Noam El B'Shabbos Zuv. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Good. Now, Reb Ovadia says one point which we're going to say for the Sfardish among us. Even though none of the people here in this room right now are Sfard, at least... although for this halacha we'd like to be, Rav Avadia points out that we have a machlokas, right? So if you want to be frum, what should you do? Well, I don't know if that applies to this kind of avelus. I don't know. If you want to be frum, then you want to be machmir, right? Frumaks love being machmir, right? Says Rav Avadia, that doesn't apply here. Because here, there's a mitzvah to take a shower before Shabbos, typically. So if you're going to be frum and be really machmir, you're going to be machmir like the shita that says that it's us for all the 9 days. But you're being makel on the halacha that we definitely pass, and that you have to shower with hot water. You have to wash your face and body a little bit with hot water, your face, hands, and what?
Why is that?
That you have to wash with hot water?
Yeah, why does it have to be with hot water? If it says to be clean for Shabbos,
can't clean
the face knows.
I don't know the answer to your question. I think there might even be some Muslim in Pesukim, actually. I saw somebody was talking about, I saw somebody discussing your question. I don't remember who it was, what he said. But why is there that the dafka is supposed to wash with hot water before Shabbos? I think somebody says it's actually an oneg of Shabbos. They can come into Shabbos feeling relaxed. I always feel, I know that's how I feel. What's Friday that? Afternoon shower, I feel Friday. After the shower, I feel like a new man.
When you have time, I feel cleansed. Take a shower like that.
A hot shower? It doesn't have to be 20 minutes. A 3-minute hot shower. That's all you feel. It's okay. So he Ravada says, if you're Sfardi, you can't be Machmir. Because being Machmir, like the Shita that says 9 days, is being Mekel in the mitzvah of taking a hot shower of Shabbos. But if you hold, like if you're an Ashkenazi, then it's the halacha for the 9 days. So there's nothing. So based on what we just said, Ravada is going to say, let's now jump a few lines and jump to the Trumas Hadash. Trumas Hadash, of course, is an Ashkenazi posek, and he lived, when did he live? In the 13th, 1400s? 13th century, maybe, okay. So the Trumas Hadashin, who's very much shares with us Minhag Ashkenaz, the Trumas Hadashin tells us the following. If anybody joined later in your chat, you hopefully will see the, if I'm talking to the people on Zoom, in the chat you hopefully will see a link to my source sheet. If anyone came too late and didn't get the link, you could just speak up now and I'll post it again. Or I'll ask somebody else to just copy it and put it in the chat as well. Okay, so Dr. Trumas Hadashin on the bottom of page two, on the bottom of page three. Wow, we're flying. So the Trumas Hadashin was asked, or according to some scholars, he wrote his own questions. He asked himself, from Rosh Chodesh Av, he was already asking his question, from Rosh Chodesh Av, are you allowed to have a cold bath? Are you allowed to go swimming in the river? And this is going to be the topic of what we have to talk about for the next few minutes. Is there going to be a difference between cold and hot? Because basically, when you're going swimming in pools and oceans, in rivers, that's not hot water.
Well, so you're not using soap.
Soap. We haven't seen the word soap mentioned anywhere, but you're right. You're not using soap.
I imagine it's for cleanliness.
What?
There's swimming for pleasure and swimming, and there's bathing for cleanliness.
Did we make any distinctions between cleanliness and pleasure yet?
We're doing it for Shabbos and not for pleasure.
So I did tell you a minute ago that maybe there's a component of pleasure. That oneg I saw. I don't remember who it was.
What I mean is
there's an oneg coming
not,
in.
No, I mean, you're a chlorinated pool. You have to take a shower afterward.
Okay, so far we haven't seen any chiluk. I'm not saying you're wrong, but so far we haven't seen any chiluk in between. There's only a rechitza, l'shel tanug, but not a rechitza. It was always considered, washing itself is considered pleasurable. Even though,
yeah.
Avi, when you wash to clean yourself, that's considered a pleasurable activity. Even though...
I mean recreation. Not,
okay, you're making very fine. I understand what you're saying, but in halacha we haven't seen that distinction yet. We might. In fact, the five lines I just skipped of Rav Avadya make your possible, but we'll come back to that maybe after. Says the tshuva of the Trumas Hadashin. Yira de l'chora mashu de aser. Presumably it should be aser to take a cold, to jump in a cold river. Why? He says, the hachi masik yud gimel min alef. I assume he's talking about moed katan yud gimel min alef. The maskana in the Moed Katan is kol shemishum evel, maybe in Tainus, kol shemishum evel, bein becham and bein betzon and aser. We know that a person during Avelus is not allowed to wash, and that's true whether it's cold water or hot water. And the halachas of the 9 days are an application of Hilchos Avelus. In the same way in Hilchos Avelus, a person is not supposed to be taking a shower whether it's cold or hot, so too. It should be the same thing should be true during the 9 days. It's also din of Avelus. Oh, but. Afal gav the lashon haRambam. What did the Rambam say? We saw the Rambam up on the page in the black print. The Rambam said not to go into the merchats. The Rambam said merchats. And merchats, you and I know, is something that's hot. What could the Rambam have said if he wanted to ask for even cold water?
Into the brecha, into the nahar.
And kol v'chom, we know that merchats would be aser. So he's being medayik. There's a diuk of a Trumas Hadashin. Trumas Hadashin is diuk in the Rambam. The fact that the Rambam said that it's aser to go to the merchats, it sounds like only a merchats is aser with hot water, but cold water, l'shitas haram, should be mutter. Turn the page to the top of page four. Says that's what the Rambam comes out. So it sounds like shitas haRambam is lahakel. By the way, are you familiar with any other kulas of the Rambam? Yes, you are. We spoke about it 4 minutes ago. The Rambam is also makel to only asa during Shavuot Shechalbo. So now we have the Rambam saying two kulas. Number one, it's only asa Shavuot Shechalbo, not Tisha Yamim. Number two, it's only asa to take a hot bath or a hot shower. The Rambam never said it's asa to go swimming. You hear that? The Rambam never said that it's asa to go swimming. Incredible. However, says the Trumas Hadashin, top of page 4, Mikol Malkom Nira, the Kevan Dor Zeruah Mordechai Pligia Lebaha. These Ashkenazi Rishonim argue the Inu Savre Dinagu. They argue on 2 points. They argue that it starts all the way from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh, from the beginning of the month. That's one point that they argue on. Hachanami Second Line Neva De Bahanami Pligi Dinagu Afil Bitzone. They might also hold that it's aser in cold water as well. That's why when these Ashkenazi poskim, quote this halacha, this ister of washing, they don't use the word merchatz. They say shlol lirchotz. They don't use the word shlol likhanes b'merchatz. They say they shouldn't wash. Wash is cold, hot, anything. So it means there's a double machlokas between Svarim and Ashkenazi, between the Rambam and the Ashkenazi poskim. The Rambam says it's only shul shechabo and it's only hot water. We hold the Ashkenazi poskim seem to hold that it's aser all 9 days and even cold.
Is the difference between actually immersing or?
Yes, we're talking about full body right now. Lirchotz means your body.
Okay, so I could put on the sprinkler, I could run around the sprinkler.
Yeah, so I saw, you know who asks you a question? First of all, you don't see adults running around sprinkles too often.
I have a good sprinkler.
Okay, you say you do. So I did see Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky in his Sefer, Kovetz Halachas, say that a child, he wasn't talking about adults, but at least a child, even a child, even a 12-year-old, an 11 and 12-year-old, he was matir sprinklers because of your story exactly. That's not considered rechitza.
Could they be for adult as well?
I don't think he'd be matir for an adult.
What are we talking about, the mikveh?
Mikveh we'll talk about later, maybe. Yeah, we'll talk about mikveh later. Okay. So now we're going to have two interesting points that the Chumash Hadeshim continues. This is who's talking. This is the... No, this is now going back to Reb Avadia... Oh, I'm sorry, one more paragraph. The last paragraph in the Chumash Hadesh, the second paragraph on page 4. Omnam, k'meduma lisa is the Chumash Hadesh. If I remember correctly, shereisi b'mei chorfai rochatzim b'naharos mirosh chorosh ve'elach. If I remember from my youth, everybody used to go swimming on Friday afternoon during the 9 days. V'lom michu b'yodam, not just Friday afternoon, I'm sorry. In general, v'lom michu b'yodam.
9 days.
So during the 9 days, we would, people would go swimming in cold water. So Chumash Hadesh is saying that I think Ashkenazi poskim should hold that it's aser, but it seems to be that there's a minhag that you could do cold water. Again, full body, going swimming. Yeah, during the 9 days. Yeah. Yeah. The Chumash Hadesh says that that's the minhag that he remembers from his youth.
How old was he when he remembered from his youth?
So the Reb Avadia continues. V'chein Kasa, page number 4 in the blue. So too, I saw from the Gaon Rabbi Yisrael Mibruna, I guess that's a tshuva sefer, I'm not so familiar with him, that there's a lot of those who are makel to go into the rivers because it's the Rambam's only mashma that it's aser in hot water, right? B'merchatz, but tonein is mutter. And he gives an interesting, this chance to chuvas, I assume the Rambam showed him, gives a good reason. V'atam kimirov hachom hamotzi b'chodesh ab. We're talking about July and late July and August, right?
I love sweat.
Mismalim zeya. Lo yirchutzu l'fachos b'tzonein yitztaru ba'ol. This is what is on everybody's mind, right? If you're not even going to be able to take a cold shower, you're going to be very mitzvah. V'lechein lo nagu l'hachner b'zeh. Oh, that's what you're all thinking. Now, do you Ashkenazim pass like this, Rabbi Yisrael Mibruna? He said there's a sheet that says it. Rav Avadia quotes lots of sheets that say lots of things. Just because I showed you in print what you feel and what you're thinking, that doesn't mean it's mutter. Omnam, as he points out in the next paragraph, Yeshach Chor Neshech Mew Gam B'tzonein. Anyway, at least halacha l'mayis, look what he says after the three dots. First we'll talk about Sfar, and then we'll talk about Ashkenaz. Be'eretz Yisrael, ein ha-minhag barur b'zeh, etz le'edot ha-mizrach. The Edot ha-mizrach don't have a clear minhag, and therefore, since there are different opinions, and we're talking about something that's only a minhag, what do you think he's going to say?
Cool.
He's going to say it's a kula, yeah. Nir she'bevadi yish lo'ez l'haka l'ischos bayam, o be'brecha, o l'hiskalech, b'tzon in cold water. Is going to be mutter, when? Always, until Tisha B'Av. Cold water, going swimming in the ocean, again, sakana, that's not halacha dick, that's spooky dick. But halacha dick, swimming in the ocean, swimming in a pool, it's cold showers, full body is mutter for Sfardim, until Tisha B'Av. If it's cold, even Shavuot Shechabo.
Sfardim, that's it?
That's Rav Avadia Yosef. That's Rav Avadia's psak for Sfardim, yes. However, my friends, lachenu hanashkenazim hayotzim biadrama yesh lahachmir af bitzorin. Ashkenazim are machmir doubly from the 9 days, and also even in cold water. Except he has a kula for the following. Hard-working workers. Now, I don't think he means that you came back from the office and you had a really hard day at work. He means you're a worker, right? You're a laborer. You're in construction. Exactly. You're in construction and you're schlepping boxes. You worked at a removing company and you were carrying a piano all day. Right. You're working in the farm. And I remember we once went on a tour right after, right around the time of the Nituk from Gaza. We were there for the summer, right before the Nituk, right before they gave Gaza away. We had a tour with their college students. They took us to Gaza. It was July. It must have been like July 20th. And we went to this greenhouse in Gaza. It must have been 197 degrees in this greenhouse. And we saw they had Filipino workers working in this, you know, we couldn't even stand up. And they were like doing their work. And I just didn't know, like, we could barely breathe, like, getting back onto the bus with my air conditioner and my ISIS, and they're, like, doing the work. You know, it's, okay.
It's not for us.
Not for us. Okay, so he says, okay, if you're working, you come back from work stinking and sweating, and if you don't shower with cold water, you're going to have tzar rav, then you could be meiko. Fine. And then the last line says, and if you're chassidish and definition of chassidus you mean, and you tovel, you go to the mikveh every day, also cold water, if you go to the mikveh every day, so you don't have to be mivatel that, and also you go to the cold water. What? Cold water, only a cold mikveh, only a cold mikveh, yes, only a cold mikveh. Even if you go to the mikveh every day, the heter here is only if it's cold, yes, that's correct. Okay, that was Rav Avadya. So Rav Avadya was not really makel for the Ashkenazim. Now we're going to switch back to us, to Ashkenazim. So Rav Avadya was not makel for us. He said it's the whole 9 days and it's even cold. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Look at these biting words of the Aruch HaShulchan. V'da shebidoreinu hischil lizalzel b'rechitza b'cham b'erev Shabbos Chazon. Yeah, sounds familiar? You know somebody like this? U'marglu b'pumayhu shemish rochis kol erev Shabbos. Oh! If you shower every Erev Shabbos with hot water, you're allowed to shower on Erev Shabbos Chazon in hot water also. Says Aruch HaShulchan, that's wrong, incorrect. Ve'ein okein. Because even the Ramah, who's Michael, he was only Michael in hot water, what? Just washing your hair. Rachafius Arosh. In fact, says Aruch HaShulchan, look at this. Look at this history lesson that Aruch HaShulchan is going to give us. V'tamid hayu ha-merchatzos ne'ulim be'er Shabbos Chazon. Wow. In the shtetlach in Europe, the bathhouses were mamish locked on Friday afternoon, Friday of during the 9 days. Va'asili tenas aden, and those people who take hot showers on Shabbos Chazon, or Shabbos Chazon, they're going to pay for it, Rachman al-Islan.
This is only the time where they took a shower once a week. Oh, we took it every Friday. We take it every day.
Okay, that still is not going to make a difference for hot, will it?
Why not? The minute back in the year 1000 was in a place where you don't have running water.
They had a merchatz. They go to merchatz every Friday, at least every Friday.
It was a specific.
They had a merchatz. Yeah, we know what a merchatz is.
The concept of a shower did not exist, and there was no such.
The river did. Okay.
No such minhag. Yeah,
river, if you live by river, then the river is there.
There's no such concept of a shower.
Okay. Fine.
They took it even less frequently. Oh, you took it every week. Oh, you get to go and do it. They took it even less frequently than every week.
Me, like in the dead of the winter, if you didn't have hot water, some people might not shower. Other people do.
So this person, he took it.
Yeah, I hear. Okay, bear with me. Mm-hmm. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah comes up with a kula. Mishnah Berurah comes up with the kula of the Chayyadam, and this is on the Mishnah Berurah on the Ramah, who says if you shower every week, you're allowed to wash your hair in hot water. I am b'Chayyadam duad in the shoy pun of yodav raglo b'chamin. He's giving us a big gigantic kula. that if you shower every single week, then you're allowed to use hot water not only for your hair, but also for your hand. No, not for the rest of your body. For your hand and your feet. And your face. So you say you could do in a shower just this part of your body and that part of your body. Well, let's see what the Kloisenberger Rebbe says about what you just said. So here you have the Kloisenberger Rebbe, and it's so the contrast and the fact that he wrote this tshuva. He says where he wrote it. I looked up on Google and I was not able to find the name of this DP camp. The Kloisenberger Rebbe in the DP camp, Machane She'eris HaPleita Vodborn. Sounds like Woodburn.
Woodburn.
I looked up
this
Wood.
This is Machane She'eris HaPleita. This is not a DP. This is an actual camp in Woodburn.
You think so?
Tashim Ben Aleph is 1981.
Oh, really? So it's Woodburn. Oh, I was thinking it's a deep... I looked up on Google, and it showed up in Woodburn. I said, do you want to search instead for Woodburn? I said, no, I want Wadburn. Wadburn in Germany. Or in... Uh-huh. You're saying this is Tufshin Peyam. This is 40 years ago. This is 1981. You're right, I'm wrong. Thank you. So it's either a camp called She'eris HaPleita, or it's just a camp for... kids, you know, those who are left over in Klal Yisrael who are still, you know, still from. Okay, 1981. I'm wrong. You're right. Thank you. What's that, Maisha?
That is the name of the Kloisenberger sleepaway camp.
The Kloisenberger sleepaway camp is She'eris HaPleita. There we go. Wow. Incredible. Okay. Thank you. Now, all the mysteries have been solved. Okay, so he writes this when he was at the Kloisenberger camp in 1981 in the mountains in Woodburn. And if you're driving through Woodburn this week, please stop off at She'eris HaPleita, stand up and scream out loud. I want you all to go on Friday afternoon of Erev Shabbos Chazon, and you're going to make sure that the Kloisenbergers follow what their Rebbe said. Let's see what he says. He quotes the Chayadim that the Mishnah Brurah make alike, that you're allowed to wash not only your hair, but even your feet, your legs, I'm sorry, your feet, your face, and your hands. If you do it every year of Shabbos, this does not seem reasonable in our showers. If you do your hand and your face and your head, guess what?
Your whole body
is also going to get wet from the hot water. There's nobody. There's nobody.
Well,
at least nobody among Ashkenazi.
Have a hand shower.
Okay. So this. So what do we have here? So we have here again. We're dealing with two things that we have to keep in mind. The thing that we're dealing right now is hot water. For those who shower every Friday, which is all of us, I hope. We all shower every Friday. And there's a Yesh Mekilim in the Ramah who says, for those who shower every Friday, this is like the Yesh Mekilim of the Ramah, then you could do your head. And the Chai Adam adds, not like the Rama, Mekel even for Pan of Yadav Raglov. So if you're going to be Mekel like this, you have to be very careful not to get the rest of your body. Now, the solution is, and during, you know, end of July, it's not so terrible, just don't use hot water. And then you have a lot more to be Somechan. You know, again, it's not, most people, unless you're so cold in your house because you have your air conditioning on, you need a hot shower. But if it's a hot
where
day...
Where do your hands and legs start? Meaning from joint or from hands?
I assume panav is probably from your wrist down. That's what I would assume. It's probably from your wrist down, and that's what gets dirty. Raglav is probably from your ankle down. That's what I think. I don't think there's a heter for the whole leg.
No, Yadav, you learn from the film. From here.
Because you hear the whole one.
From Shimshin. They cut his hands.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, Rabosai, what you've been waiting for all night is this next shtickle from the Kovetz Halachas. I have a little, what you've been waiting for. I know it's on every one of your minds. I know what you're thinking. I know what you've been thinking the whole time. This rabbi is to get with the program. These Fafrumta Wayu guys, they don't know. Okay, so here's a shtickle from Shmuel Kamenetsky, Baruch Hashem. This is from that sefer, that beautiful sefer that they put out with a lot of his psukim. And he quotes a... Shalas Shu is Gruus Eliyahu from Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin was the Posek America before Rav Moshe. And this is what he writes. I didn't see it in sign. I'm just quoting you what's quoted here in this Likut from that Sefer. And Shmuel Kamenetsky says in Kovetz Halevitz, page 187, the footnotes, De b'medino seinu, shenogin lirchos tadir, hakol v'geder istinisim heim. What's an istinis? We know that an hilchus avelus on a for shiva, Rachman al-Islan, it's not a mifunak. Istinis is defined in Shulchan Aruch. An istinis means that if you don't shower, you will get a headache. You hear that? Do you know anybody, if they don't shower, will get a headache?
What if you itch?
Yeah, okay. How long does it take you to not shower and start itching?
End of the day.
didn't even start you already, and she's just thinking about it. So the definition of istinis is unfairly bandied about by well-meaning pseudo Bnei Torah. That was a little strong what I just said. Istinis doesn't mean, oh, we're all in istinis because I shower every day most of the time. Istinis means if you don't shower, you'll get a headache or you'll be itchy. I'll grant you that. That's what it says. It says that you'll come to become a chola, or at least something like that. It doesn't just say it's not comfortable for you. That's what it says in Hilchos Avelos, by the definition of an istinis. It's the definition of the word istinis. That's what Ramai thinks says in Hilchos Avelos. But here, I want you to know that Hankin is more making than what I just told you. He says nowadays that we shower every day, we're all istinises, meaning not really like the real word istinis. Meaning he's being more makel here by the avails of the 9 days than the istinis definition that is necessary to be met during Rachman Litzlan Shiva. The definition of istinis is that you have to actually get sick. V'dayenu l'hachmer b'shar yomim v'lo b'erev Shabbos. You want to be machmer, okay, but not on Erev Shabbos. V'chein al g'chassidin in Reisin. I don't know what Reisin is. Is that Russia? Sh'rachatzu b'merchas b'erev Shabbos chazon. That's pretty wild. It's against all of Minhag Ashkenaz, I thought, but okay. V'chein pasach ha'igros Moshe. Now look at what he says. This is not in the Igros Moshe. This is in a separate sefer that quotes psukim that he said orally. I think that's Shmaitza de Moshe. Where we live, Shiragil Nitzrachis Tamir Kol Gup Pecham. We talk hot showers every day, right? Like you were telling me the whole day, this whole shiur, that nowadays we shower every day. It's in the house. We don't have that. Mutul Asos Kain Gam Kain Gam Be'er Shavas Chazon. To have your keistness al kopanim leinyan zeh. V'in lo yirchutzu kol guf and becham zimegrei boning Shabbos. If you walk into showers without a hot shower, you feel like, you know, it's like that feeling of not brushing your teeth on a fast day. Like you feel like a misfit the whole day because you don't brush your teeth in the morning.
So you can take a regular hot shower, as you say?
So he says that on Erev Shabbos Chazon you can take a hot shower.
We got one day we got.
Yeah, on Erev Shabbos Chazon you can take a hot shower. That's what he's saying here. Keep in mind, this is not like the simple reading of the halacha at any point until the 1900s. What changed is maybe, you know,
we did.
That the situation of what the definition of a shower had changed. So I would say if you, it doesn't mean you should, it means if you need it, there's room. So I would say, you know, halacha l'maisa, for those of you who you're not going to be comfortable when Shabbos comes, during the week there's nothing to talk about. During the 9 days there's no hot showers, period. You're welcome to take a cold shower. Yeah, cold shower. Doesn't mean you have to be like James Bond. It means that it shouldn't be a warm shower. It should not be warm. It should be
tepid.
Take out the chill. Tepid is a better word. What?
Can you be dieting and repenting that he seems to allow it even during the week because he says, he uses the word lachmer. He said, it's enough to be machmer. You don't have to be machmer. He says, it's enough to be machmer during the week.
Well, the whole,
I
hear what you're saying. First, I don't know what the tshuva, I don't have the tshuva in front of me, but I don't know if I would go that far. Again, do whatever you want. It's minhag. I'm not gonna. You know, no one's getting skila for taking a shower during the 9 days, right? I don't know if I would say that. Dayan al-Hachmer means it's sufficient that this is what we do. Dayan al-Hachmer doesn't mean that it's a chumra. It means that we're machmir this far, but to say that even on Erev Shabbos you have to do that, that far he doesn't want to go. So that far he'll be makeup. So I'd say halach l'maisa, during the 9 days, besides Erev Shabbos, you should not be taking any hot water. If Erev Shabbos chazon, if you need the hot water to feel like a mensch, so yeshal milismoch. If you don't need to feel the hot water, but because it's a hot air anyway, right? Why don't you go play basketball, 45 minutes, 15 minutes. And after 15, you want to take a cold shower, then you don't have any shilas.
Unless you have a lot of kids, if you never get the hot water, you still want
to
shower.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you for joining.